Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now, on to 158.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Today's episode is brought to you by High Conversion Recommend, powered by Amazon Personalize. They help medium to large Shopify merchants boost engagement, increase conversions, and most importantly, grow new revenue with the same product recommendation AI that's used on Amazon.com. When your visitors can't quickly discover the right products, they leave and they go to a competitor or a big marketplace, which really explains why, on average, 90% of your online visitors never find a product or add an item to the shopping cart. High Conversion Recommend is unique. They use visitor actions, context, and Amazon's own recommendation algorithms to generate ultra-relevant, personalized recommendations all in real time. You know, and the results are proven. Shoppers who engage with product recommendations are known to produce more in revenue per visit compared to those that do not. Because conventional recommendation apps train algorithms with existing customer data, the impact is limited to your smallest traffic segment, about 10% of your visitors, who are returning buyers and lookalike visitors. With High Conversion Recommend, you can benefit from Amazon's session-based personalized recommendation engine using live visitor actions and context to learn buying signals. This unlocks revenue potential from your largest share of visitors, up to 90% of your so-called cold traffic who would otherwise never buy anything. So I highly recommend install High Conversion today. Take them up on their offer. They have a 7-day product recommendation challenge. They believe they can produce 100% more revenue per visitor in just 1 week with the use of Amazon's product recommendation algorithms. So head on over highconversion.com and mention you're an e-commerce Fastlane listener, and you'll also get an exclusive 20% off their annual plan. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the e-commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. If you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, then you're in the right place today. New episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream a very relevant current catalog directly from ecommercefastlane.com. Now, in today's episode, my guest is Andrew Forman. He's the CEO and co-founder of a company called Givz, and that's spelled G-I-V-Z.com. And they're a platform, and what they do is they deliver a lot of increases in sales and profits for all different types of businesses, but in a very unique way. And, you know, and unlike Amazon, with Givz, the makers and the sellers of products, they come out way ahead. And you may have heard of them. They were recently, I guess, mentioned on Jimmy Kimmel recently, and they've been kind of affiliated a little bit with the NFL, but now they're really doubling down on the Shopify ecosystem. And they're really, a lot of Shopify stores are starting to now take advantage of this great platform, this great opportunity. So let's jump in and learn more directly from one of the founders. So hi, Andrew. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Thanks so much for having me, Steve.
So let's talk on a high level first. So what does the Givz platform do, and what problems does it aim to solve for Shopify store owners and brands?
Yeah, so we see two huge trends going on in e-commerce these days. The first is that brands are trying to get away from discounts as much as possible. It attracts the wrong type of consumer and ultimately just devalues the brand, training people to think that the ticket price is not what goods actually sell for with this brand. And so that's one trend. The second huge trend that we see is that consumers are demanding some sort of purpose-driven activity from brands now more than ever. And quite frankly, tomorrow more than today. This is not a fad. This is not going away. You know, consumers are deeply passionate about something. The problem is that they're all passionate about different things. And so to genuinely and authentically support what your consumers care about is a very tall task. And that's trend number two. So we sit at the nexus of these two trends, allowing brands to convert discounts into donations or run donation incentive campaigns instead of coupon-based incentive campaigns, or actually a combo, which we'll talk about later on, to, with a click of a button, genuinely and authentically put your money where your mouth is as a brand and say, when you spend $100, you get $20 to give to a charity of your choice. Any charity that you want, as opposed to spend $100 and you'll get $20 off. And we're finding that this actually drives just as many sales as the $20 off, if not more, and it builds brand equity instead of diluting it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, part of my day-to-day with Shopify is that, you know, I try to figure out a way of how are you differentiating yourself to others in the marketplace? Because as, you know, just pandemic fueled e-commerce, there's a lot of competition. It just continues to grow and acquisition costs are rising. And it's so interesting just because it's a pool of people and there's so many entrepreneurs out there that really, I mean, Shopify alone, I think has 1.7 million stores or more. I'm sure they're on their way to 2 million. It's unbelievable the amount of people that are taking entrepreneurship under their wing, but to really rise to the top and make impact and have a real business, you have to differentiate yourself. And part of it, I think, is this kind of social and kind of environmental community oriented kind of giving. I think it's so interesting that this is the mindset that differentiates a lot of other brands than just being the corporate giant making profits and selling your wares versus no, there's a larger mission behind this brand. And it sounds like that's exactly what the Gives platform is actually doing, is it helps. I know we'll dig into a few things. I know this platform quite well, but I want to make sure that listeners, everyone understands that, you know, this is one way you can differentiate yourself outside of, hey, I have a fashion brand and I have some great quality products. That's fantastic, but there's more to it than that. And we'll dig into how your tool actually can help with that differentiation. So I think the next part of this podcast usually is trying to understand the journey of building this platform. You know, are you able to maybe talk about what I guess uniquely positions you and the founding team on a couple points? Number one, to have the desire to even want to create this platform. And then number two, where do the expertise come to want to get involved in SaaS and wanting to now help commerce entrepreneurs?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it depends on how far back you want to go. For me, I always talk about where did the want come from. I go take you back 15, 20 years to a high school version of myself, arguing with the high school girlfriend at the time as to, you know, how do you have a bigger impact? Do you graduate college and go directly into the Peace Corps and volunteer? Do you graduate college and go into investment banking and make enough money to fund the Peace Corps? And you kind of need both sides of that coin looking back at it. But at 17, we were trying to solve this age-old problem. And I was on the side of, you know, hey, you go into investment banking and you make it enough money to fund the Peace Corps. I actually lived that truth in some way. And actually, she lived hers as well. She graduated college and went into the Peace Corps, just to close the loop on that. And I graduated college and went into investment banking, quickly found out that I was not going to make enough money to fund the Peace Corps or anywhere close to that. But I did want to have a bit more meaning in my life. And so I actually started a nonprofit with a few friends, was the treasurer of that nonprofit for 5 years, and was basically responsible for keeping the books and doing the fundraising itself. And so that was where I started to learn a little bit about the trials and tribulations of fundraising as a small nonprofit in New York City. But to boot, while I was doing the investment banking side of things, I was learning about information services companies, SaaS companies, and I ended up stumbling upon Gives as a true win-win-win across the board, because businesses need to boost their performance, charities need financial support, and customers are seeking that sense of purpose. And so it was a recipe for a whole new way to operate. And I went to business school to learn a bit more about the best ways to join a team or launch something like Gives. I didn't have the full idea yet, but together with a friend, we created Gives. And just like your listeners, we worked very hard to make it take off. Initially, we were launching as a Venmo for charitable giving. We ended up pivoting, which we can get into how that have the fortitude and staying power of trying to, you know, make it through a pivot, but ultimately where we're supposed to be now, and businesses and customers are responding quickly. So we've got a Shopify app that's coming in short order. We're already available to Shopify users through our website on givz.com. You can just hit get started and join in. That's a bit of the history there.
Very cool. Thanks for sharing that. You know, so let's talk about some of the results, because I think that's kind of the important crux of this show. It's, you know, understanding data and making decisions based on your data. Let's get maybe some like specific more about some results. And, you know, like I know a lot of shops, and you've mentioned already that, you know, people believe that maybe one way of acquiring new customers is to offer a discount and saying, hey, well, my competitor's doing it. But I think, as we probably both know, it really is a journey to the bottom of like low gross margin, or in a lot of cases, actually losing money. So, you know, so what are the figures? And are you able to talk about what do people get when they use Gives now versus those that just want to offer, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of coupon codes out into the market, non-Honey app and all these different things? Because it really is a big challenge where you have a solution now that offers an opportunity to make a charitable donation in lieu of a discount. And so we'd love to hear more about maybe some of the stats behind some of this.
Yeah. I mean, businesses are losing about $50 billion a year to discounts when you add it all up. And that's something that people who look at data have been talking about for years. But unfortunately, you know, many business owners don't have a good alternative, right? You need to drive sales, but businesses lose out on loyal customers. And I think that race to the bottom that you mentioned in the question is exactly what happens here, right? You win the price conscious shopper and they buy something once, but they may not be back. There's really no loyalty there. When you think about the classic Apple, right? They never do substantial discounts. Their loyal customers come flocking back. And so these days, you know, what builds loyalty is a strong sense of purpose. And so now more than ever, especially given the past year and what's been going on, people want to buy from companies that share their values. And there's really no greater way to show that you care about what your customer cares about than to put your money where your mouth is and give them real dollars that they can give to any charity that they truly do care about and that they're passionate about. So, quick example from a campaign we did with one shop where they promised to donate $15 to the charity of the customer's choice for every $50 that the customer spent. So if they spend $50, they get $15, spend $100, you get $30, spend $500, you get $150 to give to a charity of your choice. And while that may actually sound like a lot, it actually ended up only costing the company, it was financially equivalent to a 4% discount. And as a result, they saw a 20% spike in website conversion and a 17% increase in average order value. And so those are real marketing ROI positive results for a fraction of the discount. And quite frankly, even aside from just costing less than a discount, which we can get into, the intangibles of building the brand instead of diluting the brand is why businesses continue to come back and keep doing this with Gives.
What's interesting is, like, you know, I mentioned I have quite a few brands that I manage, and just I'm thinking off the top of my head now, one, for example, in the beauty space, more in the hardware kind of devices in beauty. And what's interesting for them is that they consistently have 30, 40, 50 off sales, like just pretty much consistently. They're kind of always running. They just rename them something different. Even their influencer programs, the same thing again, where they're offering these. It's unbelievable. And it's almost like you're training the customers. It seems like some traditional retail, like you think of like Old Navy or Gap, like you would never buy anything from, it has to be 50 off or 40 off at the bare minimum. But a lot of times they're doing 60 off. Like that's just the way it is. If it's not, you just walk out. You're saying, well, isn't there an online coupon I can get in? And so it's interesting, right? So I just would love to hear from your side of like, well, how do people win then with this? Because if there's all of these coupon codes floating around, is there a happy medium potentially of using the Gives platform and a discount opportunity? Or just would want to see like your landscape of kind of how you think this particular brand or others that are consistently discounting because they feel that's what their competitors are doing and they have to kind of go along with that to be competitive. And you're suggesting that maybe not.
It's a great point. And this is, you know, everybody, yeah, you can point to Apple and say, oh, great, they don't discount and look at how great their customers are like I just did. But I think when you're living in reality and you have competitors who are giving discounts, or maybe you've been giving discounts in the past and now you want to try to peel back from that, but once you've trained the consumer to feel like, hey, there should be a 20, 30, 40, 50% off coupon here, it's hard to go back. What we have seen, and so one of our first customers was a large retailer, like one of the ones that you mentioned. I mean, you saw what happened with JCPenney and some of these other, you know, deep discount retailers that end up, you know, not being able to sustain with those margins. We had a very big retailer who had millions of people in their loyalty program where they basically were sending emails, just like you said, here's 15% off, here's 20% off. What could we try next? 17.5% off? Like what do we send as email communication? So they were excited to try this as, you know, hey, spend $60, get $10 to give to any charity that you want. And their customer, even though they're a price sensitive customer, really flocked towards that. It was one of the most opened, engaged with emails that led to real conversion, just like an email with a discount code in it would have. That was really encouraging at the first signs. And then I think the hybrid model that you sort of alluded to there at the end of the question is something that's been really good. We had a betting company who had generally ran a 40% off type of offer around Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and they instead tried a 20% off plus 20% to give back to a charity of your choice. And this was something that performed even better than the 40% off because it looks like 40. At the end of the day, with not everybody actually redeeming the money and the gift card like capabilities that we have here and at Gives, it ends up costing much less than actually the 40% discount. But most importantly, people are paying 80% of tag price instead of 60% of tag price. And I think that that is a big difference when you're starting to try to rebuild that brand and not have that race to the bottom.
So let's talk about how the platform actually works. I've had, like I said, the good fortune of demoing the platform and seeing firsthand, and I'll make sure I update a lot of these kind of notable sites in the show notes, but let's talk about how it works. And the Shopify stores, do they have to take all the time to make these charitable donations for each customer, or does your platform do that automatically? And then I guess the second part of that question I'm thinking is, do you have a list of charities, and then can we select the ones that you believe could kind of fit? And then what happens if a charity is not in there and you'd like them to be added?
Yeah, great question. So on the first point, you know, Gives handles everything for the retailer. That's part of the value prop that we provide. We're end-to-end solution here. So a consumer directly, you know, after purchase and a qualifying purchase at that, gets to direct the funds to the charity of their choice. Now, you had a couple of questions in there around the company or the brand itself. They actually get to highlight specific charities that they want to, surface. And this is actually a great time for, you know, I was just talking to one company where they have already donated $1 million worth of product to Feeding America, right? And this is where you can highlight that as a brand and say, hey, we've already donated $1 million worth of product to Feeding America. We would love for you to be able to support, you know, give your $10 that you've just earned to Feeding America, or give it to whatever you want. And this is going to be one of the first times that the consumer actually thinks about that and says, that's cool that they do that. I'm going to join them in donating my $10 to Feeding America, or I'm going to give it to Memorial Sloan Kettering because I have a, you know, a family member there. That's the value that the consumer gets through the Gives platform. And they ultimately actually get a receipt that says, hey, you cannot write this off on your taxes, but you've just sent $10 to a charity of your choice. And for the stores, we actually provide full reporting on what their customers care about most. And at the end of every month, we send you one invoice, that accounts for all of the donations and the platform fees, and in one invoice at the end of the month. And we take care of all of that distribution to the hundreds of different charities that you've supported.
And then in the rare case that of the supported charities is not there, how do we add on a charity? Let's say there's some kind of a local not-for-profit or a charity organization from within your city, and it's more of a local flair that you're trying to give back to, and you want to highlight that. Is there ways of adding those ones on?
Yeah, so we actually have a list straight from the IRS database of all the nonprofits. So we should have even your local ones there. If they're not there for whatever reason, if it's brand new, sometimes, you know, the IRS is 6 months delayed. So you can always reach out to us, and we have had that come about, but you can reach out to us at info@gives.com, and we will add that charity after proper documentation.
That makes a lot of sense to me, but some businesses, they announce that they want to give money to one charity, and I've seen it before where they pick which charity the money goes to versus the way Gives does it, where they're giving the customers the opportunity. And are you able to talk about, like, I guess the pros and cons? I think there are lots of cons, and I think there's pros of using the Gives platform, giving the customer the opportunity to give to a charity of their choosing. It would seem it would resonate more with them, but would love to hear it from your side.
Yeah, there's actually a study about this in the Journal of Marketing where researchers put it to the test. When a business said it could choose the charity, people spent some money. When the customers got to choose the charity, the customers actually spent three times as much. So people are passionate about the causes that they support, and that's only being exacerbated by COVID and everything that's happened in the past year, but they deeply believe that businesses should contribute to the causes that they care about. And, you know, this is, and with Gives, this is their chance to make it happen. That's why I feel strongly that personalization is the key to purpose-driven performance. It's not enough to just talk about purpose. It's trust your customers to guide those donation dollars. There's no stronger sign that you share their unique sense of purpose than giving them money to give to whatever charity that they care about most.
So that's really interesting about the stats about, yeah, three times as many people are converting based on given the opportunity to be able to select the charity. I think that's pretty compelling, and that, you know, works definitely in your favor of, I mean, you know, having the Give solution in the, you know, post-purchase, being able to say, hey, because you've spent X number of dollars, whatever the campaign is, let's say, hey, spend $100 and your campaign could be donating $15 to a charity of your choice. And then, you know, maybe walk me through what happens. I've seen it where the transaction is done and then the thank you page pops up with part of the Gives platform, and it gives you the options. Maybe walk us through what people see when that happens.
The big disconnect for people at this point, I think inherently, you know, charitable giving a little bit skeptical, like, hey, if you buy from us now, we're going to plant a tree or get some clean water to some people, or we're going to, you know, donate a certain amount of profits to this charity. And then you find out that they're not profitable yet and they're not actually making donations. And all this stuff hurts consumer sentiment around, like, hey, are these guys really doing what they're doing? And so what we are trying to do is make it much more see-through, much more, you know, being able to touch and feel the process, right? So you're getting $15 in the case that you just sent to give to a charity of your choice. You're choosing any charity in America. You are then able to click donate. It's one click donation because you have credit. It's not adding any money to the purchase or anything like that. It's a gift that you got for making this purchase. And now you're giving that money to the charity that you care about most. And you then are able to share that experience on social media and let your friends know that you made an awesome purchase from an awesome brand that allowed you to support your favorite charity and talk about that. And so I think that's really the holy grail as we think of closing the loop, you know, making a purchase, supporting the charity that you care about most, and then letting people know that this brand powered that whole thing is the goal for every Gives transaction.
So I'm thinking out loud here from a marketing perspective now. So post-purchase, let's use the example again, spend $100 and you're giving $10 or $15 to the charity, select the charity, and Gives takes care of that whole transaction from that point moving forward. And that's great. But what about the marketing perspective? Because I'm thinking about running analysis of, okay, last month we did X number of volume revenue and we gave this much money to charity, which could be used from a marketing perspective overall. But I think drilling down even further is saying, well, it's interesting. I'm highlighting these charities because they seem to resonate with my target audience somehow. And so doing analysis maybe in the back office of Gives and going, okay, these particular charities are the ones that are most successful, the ones that my customers are picking. But I wonder if there's a marketing opportunity to saying, going around, I want to say, people that have an affinity towards this particular charity, and then can that charity in social ads, I wonder if there's opportunity for a brand to saying, hey, like, I just can't think of a chair at the top of my head, but, you know, I'm just going to throw it back to you to saying, have you heard of that? Or is there an opportunity there to saying, if one or two charities turn out to be the cream of the crop for a particular brand, would there be an opportunity to market and a separate campaign around the fact that, hey, Mugs Are Us, we sell these mugs or whatever we sell. And then all of a sudden, hey, you're giving to this kind of water charity or whatever it is, building wells. And then is there ways of marketing that fact that you obviously have some kind of affinity towards this sort of charity, or trying to find lookalike audiences around these people that have affinity towards that charity?
Yeah. I think you nailed it at the end there with the lookalike audiences that you can build on Facebook and like people that like those types of charities. That is an option that you can actually see, you know, hey, everybody's gravitating towards environmental charities, or everybody's gravitating towards animal charities, right? And this is something that you can learn about your customers. And when you highlight charities, let's say you highlight three charities, there could be one winner that comes out, or there could be two that end up, you know, really resonating and one doesn't so much. And so you switch that out the next month. All of those learnings are just tweaking in on, you know, what is your ideal customer look like? You know, the people that actually donate the money and donate to animal charities come back way more than the people that donate to environmental charities. So we should really be targeting the animal lovers, right? That's our best target audience. These are all deeper analytics that you can get into with Gives.
Let's dig a little deeper now into just more overall marketing strategy and kind of entrepreneurship, because I do have a lot of different types of entrepreneurs. Some are, you know, in their early stages, just thinking about it. Some are in the mid-market, lots of enterprise people, even people inside Shopify for their education are listening to this episode. So we just would love to hear it from your vantage point. What advice that you would give brands or store owners today if they're eager to grow their businesses, or if they're in the mid-market enterprise, what should they do maybe to scale their business?
Yeah, I think in the earliest stages, right, you have to be willing to pivot and listen to customers, right? That's what we did. You know, we started as a direct-to-consumer charitable giving app and had brands come to us and say, hey, can we replace our discounts with credit on your platform to be able to donate to any charity that they want instead of offering them discounts? And we ran, you know, we had two brands that ran A/B tests, one on Facebook, one via email. We saw a 20% lift in conversion against a discount for the give side of things. And it was immediate. I went back to the office that day. We were a team of five. And I said, we're canning the direct consumer app and we're pivoting. It had to happen. As soon as we got those results, I knew it. And I got looked at like I was crazy, but we ultimately agreed that was the right move. And we couldn't be happier about that.
But good on you, though, because I think one of the skills that a great entrepreneur has that I've learned is just dealing with the sunk cost bias. You know, the sunk cost bias, where you put a lot of time and energy and sweat equity and money and brain power into something and you know it's not going to work. But how you deal with that and resilient enough to make the pivot, it's tough, but I'm glad you did it.
We actually didn't even shutter the direct-to-consumer app. We still supported. We had a couple of thousand people. I mean, just to show you, we had a couple of thousand people after a year and a half of trying to grind out the direct-to-consumer side of this thing. And, you know, we had, let's call it 3,500 people that were using the app and making donations. And we knew that we needed millions of people to make that business work. And so when we came back and it was kind of a no-brainer for the pivot when we saw the initial good results. And now we've had 45,000 people in the past 6 months make donations through our partners. But we still were supporting, you know, the initial cash donations through the app. And we finally, the prompting thing was that our credit card had expired and the app store was saying like, hey, you need to renew this thing for $99. But it wasn't about that. It was more just like, you know, we shouldn't be supporting that anymore. We're a different business now. And so we finally shuttered the app just a few weeks ago.
So early stage pivot, I'm all in on that. What about mid-market to enterprise people?
Yeah, mid-market to enterprise, I think it's innovation, you know, innovate or die, I think. And so on something like that, obviously a little bit self-serving in the sense that there's this inherent fear of, hey, you know, there's a trade-off. There always seems to be a trade-off. It's either drive short-term sales and sacrifice brand equity in some sense later on down the line, or make an investment in brand equity now that's going to cost you something in the short run and hopefully pay off, but maybe hard to measure in the long run. And that's always the tough part about marketing, right? For me, I think with what we've tried to create is that we actually have a situation where you don't have that trade-off, and you can actually see immediate uptick in sales and conversion while building your brand for the long term. And it just sounds too cliche to be like, hey, it's a win-win, but that's what it really does feel like. And once that clicks for people and the daringness to be innovative, I think the biggest pushback that I'll get sometimes is like, hey, like, you know, what if, and they immediately go to the worst case scenario. What if somebody donates to a cause that we really don't like, you know, what happens then? Right. And I think that this is where you have to be daring enough to be innovative. Trust your customer. If your customers are all going to give to charities that you hate, you should probably know that, first of all. It would be good to know that your customers really don't align with what you align. And we really haven't seen that ever happen. But what I'd hate to do is lose somebody because they're worried about that one person who's going to donate to something that they don't like. Of course, you could say, hey, here's the list of charities you do get to donate to, and you don't include ones that you really don't like. We have that capability. But I always encourage folks to leave it open. Really put your money where your mouth is and tell people you care about what they care about.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that's the whole benefit. And that's why I was thinking from the advertisement side of it too, just saying once you have enough data behind you and you see what your actual customers are actually, what charities resonate to them, because they are in fact putting their money, well, the brand is putting the money towards it, but they've made the decision to invest in that particular charity because it's important to them. Knowing what those are, it's like, aha. Is there a larger picture behind all of this? Are there other co-branding opportunities available to these charities? We're at the tip of the iceberg on a lot of things.
It's really the tip. I mean, there's, of course, if like one charity comes out a huge winner, I think going and getting a commercial co-venture agreement signed with that charity in particular so that you can really market directly to their audience is something that down the line will facilitate. But in the interim, we've actually seen happen, which has been great. And then on top of that, it's not only you learning about your customers, but this becomes canned marketing Instagram posts for you, right? Where you're saying, hey, over the past 12 months, we've supported charities in 49 out of 50 states. Our customers are the best. You know, we've sent over $13,000 to 260 different charities, and all of that stuff just becomes, you know, content that you don't have to think about.
So let's talk about the future for the Gives platform. Are you able to, I guess, it's fairly newish as far as the Shopify sphere is concerned, but I'm curious, you know, for the remainder of 21, charity alignment or just any innovation, just end of the day, I just want to understand how you're going to continue to, I guess, iterate on the platform and just help brands in this area.
Yeah, so we had early success with some larger companies. We've done work with H&M, Smile Direct Club, Tervis, and others on the more enterprise side of things. You know, we have about 55, 60 Shopify brands already that are really starting to use this and asking for self-serve tools so that they can turn it on and off and create different campaigns. And so we are very excited to launch our Shopify app here in the next 30 to 60 days. And that will be a fully self-serve. So you can just add the app and get off and running. We'll obviously be there to support as we go and provide best practices in everything that we've seen. We've seen hundreds of thousands of purchases through Gives campaigns, you know, with 75 plus clients. So we've seen everything. We'll be here to help you along after you download the app and install the app, I guess is the more the right saying there. And so our North Star for the remainder of 2021 is how many active campaigns are live by the end of the year. Ultimately, we want, you know, tens of thousands of these of stores making a difference and brands that are driving sales by doing good. And in that way, I really believe that we can actually create the world's largest charitable giving engine that's fully sustainable because it's a marketing ROI positive endeavor. That's us for the end of the year. We have big ambitions in terms of expanding the product set for us, trying to enable, you know, marketing pre-purchase aside from just having the post-purchase product. And I think that's where we're headed.
Yeah, I love it. Because I can think of some interesting tools. One thing I know that we talked offline, I know about the fact that the platform, it really is agnostic to a certain degree. I know we're discussing Shopify today, but what's interesting is that, you know, no matter your existing tech stack that you currently have. And so I think we talked about maybe, you know, people using Klaviyo or people that are using Just Uno or Privy or using some kind of like messaging solutions, chat solutions, things like that. It's so interesting being able to put your messaging and banners and different types of, you know, auto-generated exit intents and all these different things that you can install just to remind telling people that, in fact, you have a charitable opportunity available to them that they may have missed during their browsing. And so if you have existing pieces of tech that the Gives platform works directly with that to help share that message, to potentially draw them back in as part of a browse or a cart recovery, or I think there's a lot of opportunity here. So let's talk about the offer. I understand, I guess those listening today, you want to get it into the hands of people. The app is not quite live yet. I think it's going through its final approval stages right now, but there is ways through a private injection through a link that you'll be able to send people to get people up and running manually. But I'd love to hear if you can share with everybody the offer and opportunity they have for the next month or so.
Yeah, for Fastlane listeners, we'd love to just get you signed up and starting to use Gives. So we want to offer a 30-day free trial. So just get up and running. And you can go to givz.com/Fastlane to sign up via that link. And then we'll waive all platform fees for the first 30 days. And excited to just get you up and running. And let's see how it works.
Yeah, absolutely. And based on the stats, based on the other brands that I've had a chance to look at to see that are using the platform, it really is a way of differentiating yourself to others in the market. And as you mentioned already, with these different types of case studies, if you're offering a discount because you feel it's the competitive thing to do currently, and you've semi kind of trained your customers that it's just kind of what you do, there is an opportunity to have a hybrid type model now, like I mentioned, with a 20% discount and $20 over $150 spend towards a charity of their choice. And it turns out that it's not the full $20 is not always given to the charity for whatever those reasons are. But the reality is that it just net costs. The conversion lift is there because it's more than just money off. It's actually giving something. You're creating this shared values, as you talked about. And charitable giving obviously is a hot topic right now, and it's the right thing to do. Yeah, I just wanted to thank you, Andrew, for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it. I think we're on the bleeding edge of something that's very unique. I've seen other solutions in the marketplace that are attempting this, but they don't go about it the way that you're doing it. And I appreciate the hustle of wanting to get this in order and getting into the Shopify sphere and really helping these commerce companies really differentiate themselves. So I just wanted to thank you for coming on the show today and sharing this opportunity.
Thanks, Steve. I mean, this has been a fantastic opportunity. Thank you so much for having me. Excited to dive into the Shopify ecosystem. And thank you for all that you do. I've listened to a ton of e-commerce Fastlane episodes, not just in preparation for coming on here today, but even before that. And this was, it was a pleasure and something that I am really excited to follow up with and stay in this ecosystem.
Beautiful. All right. Well, have yourself a great afternoon.
Thank you, you too.
Today's episode is brought to you by High Conversion Recommend, powered by Amazon Personalize. They help medium to large Shopify merchants boost engagement, increase conversions, and most importantly, grow new revenue with the same product recommendation AI that's used on Amazon.com. When your visitors can't quickly discover the right products, they leave and they'll go to a competitor or a big marketplace. And that kind of explains why, on average, 90% of your online visitors never find a product or add an item to the shopping cart. Effective product discovery is a must-have capability for all Shopify brands with 50 products or more in their catalog and ideally a million per year in revenue. High Conversion Recommend uses visitor actions, context, and Amazon's own recommendation algorithms to generate ultra-relevant personalized recommendations, and most importantly, all in real time. So install High Conversion today and take them up on their offer. They have a 7-day product recommendation challenge, and they believe they can produce 100% more revenue per visitor in just 1 week with the use of Amazon's product recommendation algorithms. So head on over, highconversion.com, mention e-commerce Fastlane as a listener, you'll also get an exclusive 20% off their annual plan. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of e-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.